This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC News update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information on anything you hear here, including links to all local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, Facebook posts, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. More than 2.1 million people signed up for health insurance by the end of the open enrollment period in New York, which began on November 15, 2014, and ended on February 15, 2015. New York State's official health plan is Marketplace. Most enrollees, 88%, say they were uninsured at the time they enrolled. According to a survey, 92% of New Yorkers are satisfied with their health insurance, and 84% are using their coverage to access care. On February 13th, NYSOH announced that individuals who started their application before February 15th deadline but were unable to finish will have until 11:59 February 28th to complete their applications and select a health plan for 2015. State Senator George Amador, a Republican from Rotterdam, introduced a bill, Senate Bill 3808, February 17th, that would impose term limits for members of New York State Senate and Assembly. Members of the legislature would be ineligible to serve more than 6 2-year terms in either the Assembly or Senate beginning in January 2017 if the bill were to pass both chambers and get Governor Andrew Cuomo's signature. Quote, holding office is a civic duty and a way of giving back to the community in the form of public service, unquote, Amador wrote in a release statement. Quote, new voices and ideas will help keep our government innovative and responsive to the people while bringing fresh perspective to the issues that plague our state, including the high cost of living and the need for good-paying jobs to revitalize our economy, unquote. Assemblymember Mark Johns of Rochester sponsored same-as legislation in the Assembly. Amador, who represents Greens, Schoharie, and parts of Ulster and Albany counties, has also co-sponsored a constitutional amendment with Columbia and Rensselaer County Senator Kathy Marchione, Senate Bill 57, that would increase the term of office for the legislature from 2 years to 4 years and would limit members of the legislature to serving 3 terms. Michael Ryan in the Daily Mail reports that 30 counts of felony eavesdropping and official misconduct charges were included in an indictment against Windham Town Supervisor Stacy Post by a Greene County grand jury February 18th. Post, the former Windham police chief, was indicted after 9 hours of testimony from 18 civilian and police witnesses. Post did not testify at the proceedings, according to the story, and her attorney could not be reached. Post was arrested January 12th on 3 counts of eavesdropping, a Class E felony, and the misdemeanor possession of devices charge of a, and on January 29th rejected a deal from Special Prosecutor John Sandleitner that would have resulted in her resigning as supervisor and reducing all the charges to a single count of disorderly conduct, with a promise not to sue Windham or town employees. Post currently serves as supervisor. The next election is this November. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.